Hello.
Hi, is Phil Morgan in, please? This is Ruben calling from Bank of Cardiff.
From what?
Phil, this is Ruben from Bank of Cardiff. You spoke to Sam here. I was asked to give you a call.
I'm not sure what's it regarding.
Sam, you spoke to someone named Sam. You spoke to here at Bank of Cardiff. We're an equipment financing and leasing company. We also do working capital. Said to give you a ring. You were referred by an equipment vendor and looking for a loan for a piece of equipment.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see. Who was it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I remember now. Yeah. Let's see. Sorry about that, man. You caught me off guard. I was eating dinner.
No, I'm sure you get a lot of sales calls. Don't worry about it.
I get a bazillion calls a day. It's crazy.
No problem. Is Nano? Sorry, go ahead.
Most of them, they're telemarketers or something. It's just crazy.
No worries. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. It's 858 8.
I think, hold on real quick. Yeah. Where did it go? Well, let me just put it in my phone.
No worries.
Okay, 858.
866
866.
9102.
9102.
My name is Ruben.
Ruben.
What vendor referred you to me, and what type of equipment are you looking for?
What company are you with? I'm putting that in there.
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Carta.
Cardiff, Cardiff. The gentleman you spoke to today, his name was Sam Malarski. He gave me an email and he said you called in and were referred by a vendor and were looking to speak to me. So I hope there's I'm not adding
Yeah,
confusion to it.
you got me. I just put your name in there, so I had it on record.
No worries.
Superior Surface Solutions referred
Okay.
me to.
With Webster over there, I assume, correct?
Yeah, I think it was Jeff, but yeah, Webster owns the place.
Okay. What kind of equipment are you looking to finance?
It is a vacuum. I have a painting company, and I do epoxy floors. My biggest part of my job is grinding the concrete down, and then I've got to have a vacuum that's strong enough to keep up with that grinder. It's attached to the grinder, and I've got to have a good vacuum, man, and I need a vacuum like nobody's business.
How much does the vacuum cost that you're looking to finance?
I believe I've got, they sent me over a quote. Let me look at the quote so I get the number.
Sure.
And the number is $4,500 and $4,560.
Okay. Can I ask you a few qualification questions?
Sure.
What are your annual sales per year?
Last year was 31,000, something like that.
Okay. And are you trying to finance this versus putting it on a credit card versus paying cash? What questions can I answer for you at this time?
Well, if I was trying to pay cash, I don't think I'd be calling you guys. Was that really your question?
Lot of customers come to us and they have general questions about the financing process, so we like to walk them through it. Some are looking for the tax break, some are looking for something short term, long term. I'm just trying to ascertain kind of what options you want to do, and I can walk you through each kind of high and low, negative and positive of each program we offer.
Okay, let's just say I was paying cash for it.
Okay. So what we offer is a 2 through 5 year term. It's a fixed payment. It goes underneath the business credit. It's a fixed monthly note payment. In terms of what you can qualify for, so unlike credit cards, which are sometimes some very good promotional offers, this is more long-term in nature. Additionally, one of the things that we kind of offer is this: we do larger approvals. We can do 4,500 without a problem. But a lot of our customers come to us and they're kind of looking to get a lot of equipment, but sometimes hesitant to ask for a larger increase. Generally, as long as you have 2 years in time in business and a 620 plus credit score, we'll go up to about $50,000 to $75,000. So that general and approval window, if you have usually a 675 or above, that number would increase to about 150.
All right. I'm still not understanding how me paying cash has to do with any of that.
Well, it's also the rate of the money. So some customers are trying to say, what's the rate of the capital and what are the costs? I'm just trying to walk you through options. I hope I'm not rubbing you the wrong way.
No, I'm just lost, man. So if I had the money to buy this vacuum right now in my hand, why would I come to you? Wouldn't I just take the money straight to Service Solutions and buy the vacuum?
You know, normally I'd say that, but I just funded a customer for $250,000 for a CNC machine who ended up using, who had the cash, but he wanted a payment because he had a lot of different things going on. So a lot of customers look at that from a revenue point of view. So a lot of customers that can pay cash don't want to utilize their cash. They want to keep it there.
Okay. So, all right. I'm asking too many questions.
No. Feel free to ask away. I'm more than happy to answer. It's my job.
So basically, they're not going to pay cash, or are you telling me they're going to pay cash to you for their loan payment?
No, so what I was just asking is, a lot of customers contact us, and they just want to know what programs we have to offer. Some want to compare it to cash sales, sometimes want to compare it to credit card sales, sometimes people are asking for more money. So I'm just trying to ask you some general questions. I'm not trying to, like, dig in, so to speak.
No, you're all right. I'm good, man. Trust me. No worries.
Is there any equipment that you're getting besides this vacuum right now that you're looking to purchase potentially?
Down the road. But
down the road. Okay, but nothing right now?
I just paid cash for a machine, a grinder, and the next thing I'll need to buy is another grinder.
When did you purchase your last grinder, if you don't mind me asking?
Within a month.
Within a month? And did you buy it from Superior Services Solutions as well?
Yes.
Cool. How much do those grinders cost, by the way? I know they kind of range all over the place, depending on the model.
This one I paid $2,000 and some change cash.
Okay. So, I mean, what I can do is this. To qualify your business, I can walk you through the process. So, essentially, I would email you with an application. To qualify from underwriting, we just need an application and 3 months of business bank statements. Once we receive them, it generally takes 4 to 24 hours to get an approval, but usually it's on the 4-hour side or sooner. And then once the approval is done, we can offer you terms from 5 years, 4 years, and so on, and you can choose the term that best works for your business.
And what depends on the rate?
Overall risk. So good credit, you're going to pay a lower payment and less back. Higher risk credit, you're going to pay a higher cost of money because there's more risk of default. Just basic standard, you know, is there business credit? Is there personal credit? Are there any issues? We lend from perfect credit down to about a 550. So we do all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, my credit score should be in the mid-600s.
Okay.
But let's see. So that you're talking about, like, the interest rate?
The cost of capital, yeah. So you're not going to have we're not going to do an amortized loan that separates the interest and principal. You're going to have a fixed monthly payment, and that's just going to depend on your basic risk factors, you know. General cash flow, if there's late payments, so on and so forth. Do you have an estimated monthly payment you're trying to do for cash flow purposes for this equipment?
I don't really want to be over $200.
Okay.
So
I don't think you'd be close to that because of the equipment cost, unless, yeah, you wouldn't be there. You'd be, I think, quite a bit under that.
And I also don't want to have an extremely high interest rate on it either. I don't want to be over, like, you know, 7%.
You know, 7% for equipment financing would be closer to the low end simply because this is business financing that goes into the business, and you're not financing a car, you're financing a piece of equipment that doesn't necessarily have that second value. But what I can do is this. I can't give you any hard numbers. I can give you a range of what you'd look at right now over the phone, and once you're approved, I can give you final numbers. Do you want me to give you kind of a quote or an estimate of where you'd range on an equipment payment?
Yeah.
Okay, and you said you're trying to get your payment around $4,500, no more on this kind of transaction, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we work off a rate factor, which is just a multiplier, so it's just a 0.0 whatever times the equipment cost. So kind of on a low end and a high end, you'd probably be looking at payments of, I'd say, and you said the equipment's $4,500?
Yep.
I think on the low end, you'd be looking at payments of around $95 a month.
All right.
And on the high end, you'd be looking at a payment of about $120 a month. The spread there is just basically...
How long of a term?
That'd be on a max 5-year term.
Okay.
The best deal, so to speak, is usually 5-year terms, because 5-year terms have the least risk of default.
Yeah, I can see that. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. If you want to email me all the documents, I can have them to you, you know, by tomorrow evening, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your email?
pmorganpainting@gmail.com. First letter is a P, like in Paul. P. Morgan Painting.
Okay. And when are you looking to get the equipment?
I need to get it before the end of the month.
Okay. Do you have a new job for it specifically?
Yeah, I've got a couple things coming up. I'd like to have it sooner than the end of the month, really.
Not a problem. We can move pretty quickly. So
if I don't have it by, you know, from now until the end of the month, if I don't have it at that period of time, I'm renting a machine. So it's just,
oh, what are you paying on a monthly basis?
I rented $100 a day.
Oh, how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about 6-7 months, but not every day, you know.
How many days a month?
I'd say probably 5-6 days a month.
So you're spending $500-$600 a month, and your payment's going to be around $100, give or take. Yeah, let's get you the financing you need. You're just throwing away $500-$600. Let's stop it. Not a problem.
I could have bought the machine already, to be honest with you, but
it's hard. I know sometimes it's hard to put $5,000 together. I can understand that. I mean, you got a lot of money in and a lot of money out. Last question. How many?
I wasn't sure where I was going to go with all this, but it's become quite lucrative, so I'm going to stick with it. And I need to build capital in my company. I need to invest, and I need these machines to do it.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm going to get you an email. You'll probably receive in the next 30 minutes or so. If you don't get it, just please give me a call back. My extension is, well, my direct line ends at 9102, and we'll work on this and get this done for you.
Would it be better for me to send my taxes in to you guys than it would be to have my, whatever, my bank statements that you're asking for the past couple of months? Because I've been doing a lot of cash jobs, and, you know, whatever I don't have to claim, I don't try to claim.
You know, in terms of banks, in terms of the cash, I can understand your concern. You're just like, hey, look, I don't want to show these bank statements because there might be some issues with them.
I don't have any problem showing my bank statements. I'm just saying the money that I've made is not going to be on these bank statements.
You know, usually underwriting wants to see them, but I don't think it's going to be a deal stopper. They're pretty flexible under the 50 to 75 car mark, so I honestly wouldn't sweat it too much.
What's that mark again?
50 to 75,000. That's when they kind of get particular, so I think you should be good to go.
Okay, so this is a loan for a machine, and what is that considered? What kind of loan is that considered?
An equipment finance agreement or an equipment lease to own.
And what about working capital? Do you guys do that?
Yeah, we do a lot of working capital. Do you currently have any working capital loans?
No, I don't. I've got a line of credit through my bank for my business, which is $5,000.
Are you looking for more capital right now?
You know what? I'm in the position to where I want to, you know, I'd like to get as much capital on my company as I possibly could. So, I mean, I'm responsible with it. I'm not going to go blow it, but I do want to know that I can have it.
Yeah, I mean, what I could do is this. That program, I can actually do both programs at the same time. We just need 6 months of business bank statements. So I'll actually ask you to include those and give you both offers as quickly as possible.
Okay, and how do I get these bank statements?
You can just download them and email them to me.
All right, I've gone to the bank before.
Do you use online banking?
Yeah, I do online banking.
Yeah, just download your statements.
Okay, well, I can always get on the desktop and try it there.
Yeah, absolutely. And worst comes to worst, your bank can fax it, but yeah, we need all the pages.
Okay, well, sooner we get that stuff. So how does the working capital work anyway?
We'll send it into underwriting. They'll come back in about 3 to 4 hours usually with an approval. It's based on your overall cash flow.
Okay. Man, I'm not happy with my bank statements this year. This year has been, I started a new division in my company, and it's just been lifting off the ground. I've put so much time and effort into it that last year I made over $130,000. And this year, I'm well underneath that. But I'm okay with that because the direction that I'm going is going to be bigger than anything I've ever done.
So, okay.
This is my first year in this on this, you know, focusing on this this area. So it's been rough, man, but I'm confident with it. So.
All right. Well, you know.
The point is, because I'm worried about showing you guys my bank statements and you saying this guy is not doing very well.
They're really not too particular on it. I mean, I'll do the best I can for you and give you some honest feedback, and you also speak directly to underwriting. But, you know, for the loan amount, it's usually not a huge concern. The worst comes to worst, I'll send you an approval, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, there's no, like, high-end, there's no high-pressure sales techniques. But we do see this quite a, where someone's renting equipment, and they go, hold on, you know, if I'm renting, if you're, you know, twice a month, you're paying more than you'd pay on a monthly payment, so I can understand the motivation here.
I'm not worried about getting the machine. I can get that. Whether I get it from you guys or I get it from somewhere else, I know I can get that easily. But my only concern is the working capital, because that's something that I want. But, like I said, my bank statements are not going to be the best.
Well, I can take a look at it, and the worst we can do is say no, you know. It's completely up to you, though.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. When do you think you can get those in the next half hour?
Yeah, you'll get in the next, like, 10 to 20 minutes an application.
Where are you guys located? Where are
San Diego.
All right, cool. Yeah, get them over, and if you get them to me soon enough, I'll fill them out and send them back to you tonight.
All right, let me just make sure I've got your correct email. So the email that I have is pmorganpainting@gmail.com.
Yep.
And it's Phil, correct?
Yep.
Thank you so much, Phil. I'll get this out to you right now, okay?
All right, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.